Welcome back. Another episode here of the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Episode number 10.
Number 10? Double digits, baby.
Is it 10, bro?
It might be nine. It might be nine. I'm sorry. I might have overhyped this. I know. That's all right.
But whatever. It is what it is.
We've been a little hit and miss. You know, some life events have been happening.
Yeah,
stuff
and
like
that's
that.
Natural.
And,
natural.
But
stuff.
Feels good to be back, man.
Yeah.
Feels good to be back.
We're back. We took off last week.
Yep.
We did an episode the week before that.
Yep.
And we took a week off before that. So it's not like we're like terribly inconsistent right now.
It's all good.
And it is what it is. We're outside right now, so if there's like gusts of wind and stuff, we apologize ahead of time.
Try to do our best,
but this was like kind of our idea to do it outside. And I think like the set's actually pretty nice.
I know. I think my hat keeps my head a little
like dark.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might do a lot of episodes here over the summer, so we just gotta trial and error this crap. But
yeah, exactly.
Hopefully the wind's not as bad. There's a severe wind warning right now.
We
decided to do a podcast outside.
Hey,
so
gotta do what you gotta do.
Headphone users, like, just turn the volume down a little bit.
Sorry,
you know,
sorry if it's bad.
Here,
I think we'll be all right though.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I have a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely. What you been up to, man? How you been? It's been 2 weeks.
The truck pulling stuff is kicking off finally.
Yeah, buddy.
The first like actual pull in Pennsylvania. The other thing we got to deal with.
I'm telling you what. I'm killing
stuff.
Three. Moss during
yeah,
this episode.
Like, this is
I've already
rough,
killed one.
Bro. We need like one of those bug lights or something.
Nah, it's
all
right.
Out there for the next
it's all right.
episode. But whatever. Anyway, big stuff in the works. The first like truck pull in Pennsylvania is literally next weekend.
No way.
Which is crazy. It's supposed to rain from like tomorrow until then, so I doubt it'll happen.
Yeah.
But our official season starts May 13th. We do like a test and tune event up in Somerset, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So I got you. Okay.
We are literally 2 weeks away from, we might blow away this episode.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
But
That's all right.
We're like 2 weeks away from the official kickoff of the season. So it's going to be a good time. We just announced all this stuff for our event June 16th and 17th.
I did see that.
I want to run through that real quick.
I did see that. Yeah, absolutely. Watching. Absolutely.
We actually had the banquet for Appalachian Outlaws, Listy Grove, and the Mountain Ridge Garden Tractors last weekend, and we got a lot of feedback on the Good Neighbor Podcast from people, and they said,
sweet,
I didn't talk about pulling enough, and I'm forgetting where I'm coming from a little bit. So,
oh, man.
I mean, we'll throw it in here a little bit.
That's what we got to do.
I'm going to pull up kind of the information on the weekend event going on. June 16th and 17th, two-day Thunder Truck and Tractor Pull. You're not going to be in town.
Uh-uh.
So, like, that kind of sucks.
Vacation.
Friday, 7 p.m., we're doing a session of Truck and Tractor Pulling, Appalachian Outlaws Pulling Series. And then Saturday morning, we're doing all kinds of stuff for the family to come have a good time. So there's a bunch of discount hotel rates we're going to be putting on our website soon if you want to travel in, have a good time.
That's what's up.
Saturday, 8 a.m., we're doing a Cars and Coffee, a $10 all-you-can-eat breakfast. They're doing the whole shebang.
I'm missing out.
From the fire department.
I'm missing out,
I
man.
I know, dude.
Come
and it's a good
on.
Breakfast. They did it last year. $10 all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, and then we're going to have a car show at 8 a.m., and then at noon, we're going to announce a Best of Show winner. So that'll be fun. Then 10 a.m., we're doing a side-by-side drag race, like, tournament. Everybody brings their quads and their side-by-sides.
Oh, that's kind of
like,
sick.
Races.
That's kind of sick.
Doing kids and adult pedal pools, and then a cornhole tournament, which I'm personally
nice.
Excited for.
Nice.
I'm going to win that thing.
I got to say, I love the way you're doing things a little different. Like, I don't have a lot of, as you know,
right.
I don't have a lot of experience with,
right.
like, the whole truck pulling scene and everything.
The only experience you have is literally this pull that we did 3 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I have like,
so you kinda
two to three pulls under
right.
I've been to. And never really, like, watched. I was always, you know, selling merch and stuff like
right.
that. But, yeah, you really got a lot, like, a breakfast. Like, you got a lot.
Yeah, we got. So that's my
like,
whole thing. I mean,
it gets the people out there.
Right. And we started this in 2021 with two classes. We had pullers coming from 8 different states.
That's crazy.
So for me, it's like you got people coming from all over the
cool,
place.
Big wind gust.
Big wind gust. I don't think the camera or the audio picked it up. It might have.
That's all right.
Oh, well. We just got to quit mentioning the wind. It's
yeah, it is what it
this
is.
Whole episode. But we started at 8 different states these people were coming from. So for me, it was like, why don't we make like our 2-day pool a big 2-day like festival almost? Mm-hmm. So we're having a couple, and I can't talk much, but we have a title sponsor coming on board.
You told me about that,
I can't say who it is.
I know. Like, you told me about that. Dude, I am happy as can be for you. And I mean, like, as one of your closer friends, I am so proud of everything.
Thank
like,
you,
like it's actually so cool because I've seen it from
like the beginning.
Like back in the Dairy Queen days, you kind of talked about this, and then like it was on hold for a little bit, and then the one day you're just like, dude, you text me and you're just like, dude, I'm doing this, I'm going for it.
Yeah,
like,
and it was the perfect storm of everything.
And it has been, and it's cool because, you know, it started out, you had like 2 series or whatever, you know, you had 2.
Yeah, we literally did.
And now you got all this stuff going on. You're getting
a
big title sponsor.
Just wanting to get 2 different classes together, which was the big block and the small block class, because we had trucks involved in it and love pulling against all the different trucks.
Yeah.
And we got Bud from Listy on board, and we didn't even ask him to do much, but just to give us a place to pull.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally stepped up and he's like, we're right-hand men now. Like, we're in this together.
Yeah, I know. I did. And, so many times. We make fun of you a lot for it.
Why?
All the time. Yeah. We'll be, we'll be in Discord talking or something. And then
like,
next
Bud's
thing you
calling.
He's getting a call from Bud. Bud's calling him.
Hour goes by.
Bud's a nice guy. Bud's a nice guy. I've met him a couple times. And
yeah, I'm really grateful for him that he came into my life. And
yeah, you guys have put in a lot of work.
We're dream with each other. And it's
sick. That's the coolest part to watch, is that, you know, this is what you want to do. And you talk to me about it all the time off.
Yeah.
You know,
and like,
it's nuts.
Crazy, man.
It's nuts because you're putting everything you got into it. And that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Whenever you get something like this, like, you're not like, you're not nervous about it and saying, well, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to jump in and things not work out. You're just jumping in.
The thing is, like,
letting it ride as it goes.
The thing is, and I don't think like people really think about this from this term, but like, we started this as just such a small thing. And if it wasn't for the people supporting us, it wouldn't even be as big as it is now.
Exactly.
So it's like, I have all these poolers spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to travel to be a part of this. The least I can do is work my tail off.
Oh, absolutely.
To give these guys a great place to pool.
Absolutely.
And it's working out pretty good, man. I mean, I'm having fun with it.
I see a lot of your feedback you get, and it's a lot of positive feedback.
There's a lot of positive. There's negative, too.
That's everything.
And that's
you ain't going to please
everything.
Everybody.
And for a while, like, the negative almost made me want to quit this. Like, there was times where people would make their crappy Facebook comments or call me at 7 o'clock in the morning cussing me out.
I've been there for
stuff.
A couple of those phone calls.
Yeah, and it's like, man, that puts you down. But at the end of the day, like, I've really learned to, like, block that kind of negativity out and just have fun doing this. Because I've learned the hard way that you're never going to make, like, a great living off of this. This is more a hobby than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So to come in and have the level of support we have, to be able to do a big 2-day show like this with the full confidence that it's going to work out great.
Yeah, man.
And the sponsorship opportunity that we've gotten.
Yeah.
It's sick.
It's big.
So,
it's big, man. And that's the kind of commitment you need to something like this, you know, because it shows, you know, the poolers that you're willing to put in the work to give them the best experience. And in return, they're going to, you know, enjoy it. They're going to talk about it. And it's only going to grow.
I think this is going to be the biggest year yet. I mean, this is our third year doing 100% Appalachian Outlaws. We have 14 different events now across. Well, this is like breaking news, and I'm not going to say much more than this, but we have a pool, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and we're dipping into Maryland this year.
No way.
Which is to be announced. That's a little bit of a teaser. By the time this episode's out tomorrow, I might be able to just say it, but yeah, that's what's going on. So
that's what's up.
And then I think the only thing I didn't mention about the June event is then Saturday night at 5 p.m. we're doing the last session of pooling. But it's going to be huge. Like I said, we got a big title sponsor coming on board.
Absolutely. Very big. I think a lot of people are going to like the title sponsor,
I think, too. A lot of people are going to like it. A lot of people are going to be surprised because there hasn't been something like this in the pooling industry ever.
Yep.
There has been, but it's been probably 40 years. I mean, pulling used to be so big it was on ESPN.
Yep.
And they would pull in the Civic Arena.
I have seen that back
in the 80s and 90s. And I don't know why, like, it got to the point it's in now. I think people just moved on from the sport and it got progressively more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not cheap.
Heck no.
It's not cheap.
I mean, you're definitely, if I don't know the saying, but I saw this on Facebook. It was like, you can't be, honestly, I'm just going to move on because I can't remember.
You're
going to
butcher it. You're going to butcher it.
Yeah, I'm going to butcher it. So let's just move on. Right. But it was something about, like, if I was a millionaire, I would turn into something, a broke person or something. I don't know. Somebody put in the comments because it's a meme going around about literally everything ever. Even, like, yeah, any hobby, there's, like, memes about it.
Well, you know what BOAT stands for, right?
What?
Bust out another thousand.
Yeah, exactly.
If you own a boat, busting out another thousand.
I feel like any hobby, it's so easy to, like, get engulfed in it and, like, spend a crap ton of money for no reason.
Oh, it's stupid
so, like,
easy.
I just think back to, like, our softball playing. Like, we have so much money wrapped up in, like, bats and stuff, and then they change a rule. And
oh,
now
I know.
We have
That's
to
why
use
I'm,
a single
I'm,
piece bat.
I'm waiting on that. No, single wall.
Single piece.
No, single wall.
What's a single wall mean?
You might be able to get a certain composites are single wall, I believe.
But it can be a two-piece bat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I misunderstood that.
Yeah.
So
not,
my bat
not,
might be legal.
Yeah. You'll have to check. Some are single wall. Some aren't.
Okay.
I'm not. I haven't gone into detail looking at it yet. But that's why I've kind of held off on buying a bat. I was waiting to see how the rules
changed.
Yeah,
see what they
stuff.
Go. Yeah, my bat's a single wall.
Oh, you're good.
I thought it said single piece.
Nah,
I was
single
like, you
wall.
Gotta be kidding me, bro. Because
single
that
wall.
Changes the game. But
no,
yeah,
I
just
think,
like
bat. I think anything USA ASA is still gonna be legal.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, anything like any fishing. Like think about how much money you got wrapped up in travel and all that stuff so far.
Dude, it's a lot. I just ordered another rod.
Yeah.
Earlier today,
and literally like.
A cheap one. I got a really good price on it. It was on clearance and then discounted on clearance. So I got like a $100 rod for like $40.
Yeah, there you go.
So
I've been scouting out like hunting spots around here still, and I'm just looking at all these spots like, dude, I got to get into a saddle. Like, I think that's the most efficient
Here's the
way
thing.
To
yeah,
hunt.
Yeah, see, I've been
stuff.
Thinking about buying a saddle, and it's just kind of slipped out of my thoughts because, like, I still haven't pulled down two stands from last archery season, and I still have a camera up that I just haven't.
Yeah,
haven't
just
like,
haven't gotten
so
around to.
My
it.
Weekends now, like the past two Sundays, I've had, or two Saturdays ago, I had a tournament. Last Sunday, I had a tournament. I have a tournament this Sunday. I have a tournament the next Sunday.
Man.
I have a tournament the next Saturday. So it's a lot of bouncing around. And this Saturday starts, spring turkey season here in PA. So
yeah, so you're
this
doing
weekend,
all kinds of stuff.
I'm going to get no sleep. I'm going to get up at 4 a.m. for turkey season. I'm going to hunt the morning, and then I got some family stuff to do, and then just kick back a while, and then we're leaving. Ryan and I are leaving, I'm going to say, probably 3:30-ish Sunday
wow.
morning to drive down to Tiger Lake in West Virginia.
Holy crap.
So, and then
yeah,
fish for 8 hours.
Over the place.
So, yeah, and then... The next weekend, driving down to Stonewall Jackson Lake.
Gonna miss opening day of softball.
Yeah, I am.
You just gotta catch a lunker, baby.
It does kind of stink that I'm gonna miss some softball, but like, I mean, I'll be there the Sunday after that.
Right, and you get the best of both worlds. You can go fishing and play.
Yep.
It
yeah,
should be fun.
I'll be at more games later in the summer because
yeah.
it runs through August.
It goes until August, bro.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna miss the last weekend.
It's a different. So. I'm interested to see how I like summer ball because there's a lot more teams
and they're better. Teams.
They mix the competitive and the rec. Like
right,
we're gonna be playing against U Trip teams.
Right, that have been playing for 20 years together. And
yeah,
play
so
against
I mean we're
really
gonna get our
teams.
Dorms blown off a few times.
Probably.
And there's
respectfully.
And, yeah, no, and it's not like. Like, I got a lot of confidence in our team, but against a team like that, I mean, that's like
yeah,
that's like
I
a
mean,
high school that's like a high school middle school team playing against like Alabama,
right?
Like, it's,
I don't know,
it's not
man.
Gonna
like,
go
I'm not
well.
Gonna I'm not gonna get too like you know
I'm not
like,
gonna
spun
I'm
up
not
about it.
Yeah, no, I mean we're gonna be playing some of the teams we've played before, and it's
right.
gonna be a good game, but And I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, if we had a chance to get drafted to the Pirates or something, like, that's one thing. But we're if we went undefeated and won the championship, there's only 25 people that would even care, and it's the people that are playing on our team. Yep. So it's like, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it should be a good year. I don't know.
I'm big in it for the fall ball all the time.
I think fall ball would be more fun when we play like crappier teams. No offense to them. They're good teams. They kicked our butts.
There are level teams.
We know we're going to show up and have a chance to win every single game.
Yeah. And that's how I want it to be. Like, I don't want to show up and just get.
Like, we're going to show up opening day against a U-Trip team
and just be like,
okay, well, we're going to get run rolled. Should we try and get out of here in 45 minutes or just let them blow them out of the fence and get out of here in 10.
Yeah, but, so that, I don't know. We'll don't see know. How it goes.
The funny part about it is, too, you play a doubleheader against the same team, so you literally will get waxed, and then we have to, like, stand there for 10 minutes and start another
game. Get waxed again.
Like, that's going to be ego-killing, which I'm looking forward to. I deserve that a little bit. But I don't know. I've been looking forward to that. Did some scouting over the week because it was nice out.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crappy out, honestly.
It wasn't a bad week. I wanted to do more turkey scouting this week than I did because it's coming up. You know, it starts tomorrow. I'm not going to get to hunt a full – or not tomorrow. It starts Saturday. I'm not going to get to hunt a full day, so I'm only going to get the first couple hours of the morning. So hoping to cash in. We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
I don't know. Listen to this crap, though. So I've been looking on Onyx. I give a free plug to Onyx. Honestly, it's not even my favorite app to use for that.
I like it a lot, dude.
I like Onyx. I like HuntStand, too, for whitetail and stuff. HuntStand is nice for that. It shows more detail.
Yeah, a little bit. And there's certain things. It has the wind
detector and stuff.
That's handy.
What's the other one that I – not Spartan Forge. There's another one I really like because it had, like, the HuntCast on it. Maybe that is HuntStand. And it showed you, like, the pressure. It, like, put all that stuff together and said when it was good to hunt.
I use DeerCast a lot.
Okay.
With Drury Outdoors.
Yeah.
They got a lot of cool info on there. They kind of break down, like, the phases of the season in the way they look at it. And, honestly, they give a lot of good info. Free plug to them.
Okay.
I've been using it for a while.
I'll have to check that out.
It kind of gives you, like, you know, should you see good movement, bad movement, you know, kind of tips on how to approach the season and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of times, like, early in the season, they don't even hunt, like, mornings and stuff because the movement's down. But, like, stuff like that I don't follow because I don't have the time to miss a hunt. You know what I mean?
When you can go out, you go out.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Well, I was on Onyx looking, and I found, and I can't, like, go into detail about this too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want people to figure out where I'm, like, looking for this stuff at. Because if they live around here, they're going to be like, I know exactly where he's at. But I found a patch of public land that was landlocked between private farms. And I'm thinking, okay, this is either a bedding area, which would suck. Because it's only, like, a 10-acre patch. That's the other thing. Or this is going to be, like, a decent little patch to hunt.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking at it on Onyx, mark a few things, park down the road, and there's a way I can get into this place without, like, trespassing, and that's all I'll say. So, I park, I park on the road, and I start walking down, and there's a Ford Ranger parked up against the spot, and as soon as I'm, like, maybe 100 yards from it, I see this guy come out and he's starting to walk towards me, and he gets in the truck as I'm, like, going by, and he has a trail camera strapped around his waist, and I was like, dang it, dude,
he's already there. He's already on.
And, like, that was a heartbreaker.
Yeah,
that was a heartbreaker.
It happens. That's
like the sucky part about hunting public around here, because there's not a lot of it,
and people are gonna go to where they can for it.
Right. And, like, spots like that where it's super easy to get to are the ones where they're going to hunt it because they can just go right in and hunt.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been a grind, too.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of whitetail scouting this time of year just because, you know, I don't set my cameras back up until, I don't know, probably about mid-July.
Which makes a lot of sense.
I typically do it right around the 4th.
Yeah, that's a good time. I don't know. For me, it was
hold
like...
up. I'm sorry, I'm watching the draft.
Okay.
And
what pick are they on?
I don't know. The Steelers traded with the Patriots. They moved up to the 14th overall pick.
So do they have the 14th pick now, or
they traded the 17th, they're now up to the 14th.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a big little trade. I'm excited to see who they draft.
Yeah, that's gonna be exciting.
Gonna get a live report.
But
here.
Anyway, I don't know. I've been dabbling a little bit, not like super aggressive pushing, especially because turkey's coming in now. Yeah. Yeah.
You got a turkey hunt at all?
Probably not this year. I'd like to get into turkey hunting,
dude. If later in the season, you know, depending on how my season, like if I get a bird and stuff, and I know I could, you know, set you up in some decent spots, maybe we'll have to go. I talked to Noah about it going, and it just hasn't panned out.
Yeah, you know, he's got stuff going on.
And I've been busy because I haven't been going. But I don't know. I didn't scout this year as much as I normally do. We normally put a lot of time in. But yeah, I mean, we have a rough idea.
Right. If you're hunting the same spots, you should have a rough idea. That's my problem now is I'm like coming back to PA and trying to find spots to even hunt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've been hitting it. I've been hitting places since January.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a good idea for what there is out there and everything mm-hmm. else. But it should be a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What else has been going on with you?
I don't know. It's been a pretty... been working a lot.
Yeah.
Just staying busy. A lot of fishing prep, you know. Putting in a good bit of time right now trying to get, you know, with the time now early on is when you got to start racking up points and stuff.
Yeah. Get hot early and
yeah, we were supposed to fish Cheat Lake last weekend and Saturday they drained. The tournament was Sunday. Friday we pre-fished it, my buddy Ryan and I, and we felt really good.
Yeah.
We caught some good fish.
Now you were competing down there or what was going on?
Well, no, we were just pre-fishing, like practice.
Okay.
Basically, that's what
I got
pre-fishing.
You.
Just so get an idea of what they're biting, you know, kind of some spots and stuff you can go to, go from there. And we get there Sunday morning, everybody's lined up at the ramp. And they drain the lake some because they expected more rain. And the guide, I don't think, really likes bass tournaments there. So they drain like a foot or two of water out of the lake. And you could launch the boats, but we wouldn't have been able to get them back on the trailers. So we ended up, the Steelers pick is in. But so we ended up going to a section in Fairmont on the river. And holy cow, it was awful. Like half the guys blanked. And nobody caught a limit of five fish. My buddy Ryan ended up taking second. He caught two fish for like 4¾ pounds. He got big bass too. It was 4¾ pounds. If that's taken second, that is not good.
Yeah, that's crazy, not good.
So
he got second.
Yep, he got second. Somebody yelling?
Yeah, dude. There's literally somebody yelling right now. I think it's like clean across. I don't know. The neighbors, like, way over here have dogs.
Oh, okay.
And they, like, let them outside. And they're, like, pretty close to the road. And they kind of, like, do their thing right by the road. So
yeah,
the dude's always... You can literally hear the dude yelling, like, trying to get his dogs in the house. Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I'm excited you're getting to do that. I know we've touched about it a lot on the podcast, just mainly because there was nothing really going on. But
yeah, I'm really liking the tournament fishing. It's my first year doing it. And,
There's a truck puller that's really hard into it, and I feel like he goes to some of the stuff you're going to.
He might.
He
very well
might.
He was
down in Virginia the weekend you were. Like, what are the chances that it's a
totally
different thing?
It probably was the same thing. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, the Steelers selection is in.
All right. What is it?
We're waiting. I'm not listening. I don't have the volume turned up, but I will. Broderick Jones from Georgia.
What position is he?
He's a tackle.
Wow.
I love it. I love that pick.
Man.
I didn't predict it, but I love the pick. I love the pick. We needed a tackle. He's a big boy.
Let's see him.
He's
Let me see your phone.
He's like 6'5", something.
Big boy.
Yeah, he's a big man. He's a big man.
He looks like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he's like big Lamar Jackson.
Don't say it in the comments.
he's like, no, I mean, they have a similar hairstyle.
They so do. I think that's the only
speaking of that, you see he got paid.
He signed a big deal.
Big deal. I think it's 5 years, $260 million
guaranteed, and then there was like another what?
100? No, not 260, 260 total. I didn't see.
I think it was like 100 and some.
There's a stupid high amount guaranteed.
Yeah, I didn't look at the guaranteed. A lot of football going on. I mean, Aaron Rodgers
of the Jets too. Yeah, I forgot that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's interesting, dude. I hate about the salary cap and stuff. They get around it so much by transferring everything into guaranteed or like signing bonus,
right?
So that you can sign guys for stupid amount of money,
but it's like through a period of time, or they have to do something.
And it doesn't hit the cap,
right?
Like it doesn't affect the cap. So like a guy might sign for, you know, he might be getting $60 million a year,
right?
But $30 million in signing bonus, so you're only signing him for $30 million a year,
right?
You know what
or
I mean?
Like some stupid stipulation, like he has to throw 10 complete passes or something, and he gets a bonus. Yeah, I always wonder that too. I mean, I like the salary cap, though. I mean, look at baseball. Look at the freaking money some of these baseball
teams. Speaking of baseball, these Buccos are so fun to watch.
Yeah, the Pirates are, like, killing it.
Second
right now,
best record in the National League. They
literally
just won the
it,
series against the Dodgers today convincingly.
Yeah, they swept how many series
they won,
sweeps
they won
they
seven
have?
In a row.
Yeah.
They've swept three series this season. They swept the Red Sox,
Who
and then they swept
thought?
The Reds.
Literally,
and
like, if we could go back in time to 2020, because that was a horrible year for the Pirates, and you were told everything that's happening right now,
I would
you
believe
would literally
you.
Be like, that's never going to happen.
Dude, the crazy
You're explaining
thing,
the Yankees
the
or the
pitching
Dodgers to
is
me.
The biggest surprise for
the
me.
Pitching's
the
really
pitching
good.
Is some of the best in the
and
league
like,
right now.
To be honest with you, when the season first started, it wasn't looking very good, especially like Rich Hill.
Yeah, he had a good outing not that long
but
ago. Keller had a great outing today.
Keller had, what, 10 strikeouts?
10 strikeouts,
today.
Four hits, I think two
10
walks.
10 strikeouts.
In six
and
innings.
Smoked them. They should have won the first game of the series.
They should have won
the.
They
I mean,
blew
that.
That
was a complete
that.
Show.
They blew
complete
that.
Show.
But I don't know. You
That's
can't
baseball.
Can't be too upset though. They're playing great. It's been fun to watch. Like I've actually wanted to turn the games on.
I'm not getting my hopes up for two reasons. One, it's very early.
Yes.
Two, it's the Pirates.
Yeah.
So like, they just signed Reynolds to a big deal, and Nutting's on the press conference. I told you this is what our plan was in 2018. But like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
What's gonna happen when all these pitchers that are doing good on 1 year contracts?
Yeah.
Are they gonna
so
re-sign them?
Here's my thing that keeps me excited is we've gone through the the rotation probably a few times now.
Easily.
And especially the last two times, the pitching has been consistently decent. Like decent.
There's a couple
we haven't really
that
had
absolutely
a.
Trash.
Yeah,
as far
you
as,
get
like,
that.
The thing
your
is,
starter,
the starting lineup's consistent.
Of your last 15, no, I'm going to say like 13 starts, only one was not a quality start, and the guy went Rich Hill went five innings.
Yeah.
Everything else, six plus.
Right.
You
and
know.
Then Bednar's
lights out,
in.
Dude. Best,
dude,
best closer
in
baseball. Best closer
in
baseball.
He comes in, he's just a big boy, dude, and like.
He gets it done.
But he has
he
a good fastball.
Done.
And a good off-speed pitch, and he gets it done.
It's money.
Dude.
It's money,
and
dude.
It's freaking fun to watch.
His location is spot on.
It's beautiful.
You know, Kutch has provided some juice from that DH position.
Kutch is literally
some
killing it. I don't think anybody thought, like, and he has at least hit a game. Like,
he's
really consistent right
now. We're hitting home run. Stealing bases like we're madmen.
Yeah, the other guy that's surprising me right now is Sawinski because
he's playing
sucking.
Good. He's playing good.
He was sucking. He had like a .089 like batting average to start
wasn't
the
good.
Season. And he's doing good. I mean, the whole team's doing good. They get up. They put the ball in play.
That's it.
They
just,
score
we're
runs.
Hitting the ball. We're hitting the ball. That's
they
it.
They score runs because they're putting the ball in play, and the pitching staff is –
Dude, we yesterday we sold six bases.
Yeah.
We sold six.
Last year, Pirates weren't even stealing bases.
No. I mean the rule changes have a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I mean the base is bigger and the pitch clock. I feel like it's really easy to steal.
It's not even the pitch clock,
right
it's the disengagements.
Yeah.
That make it, you're allowed two disengagements.
And it's
during
the pitch clock
bat.
Too, because you think they can literally watch a pitcher will wait. If you watch the pitch clock, lots of pitchers will wait until a certain time to start pitching. Well, and as soon as a runner knows, okay, at 5 seconds or whatever, he's going to start And this is what his movement is when he's actually going to pitch.
Yeah.
And well, you see that happen, and you take off, and you have a good lead off, you're going to be safe.
Well, the disengagement thing plays in huge, too, because you try and pick a guy off once.
Yeah,
you get one more disengagement from the batter, like from focusing on your pitch.
Right.
So if you use one pickoff throw,
then it's like it's gambling a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have a very good chance of then
screwing up a lot of stuff.
Well, it increases your odds of, you know, guys are going to take bigger leads and stuff because
they know you're probably not going to
throw,
especially
over.
If you try two and then your third
if you try two, I mean, you can basically lead off.
Right, you could go the whole way to the base.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I like the new rules, though. At first, I was skeptical on the pitch
clock
and stuff.
I'm loving the speed of the game.
Yeah, the speed of the game's fine. I mean, it makes it more exciting to watch, for
it does.
Sure. Like, I'll actually sit down and watch an MLB game.
Oh, I watch it all the time now. I've been watching Buccos all the time.
I pay the robbery of the $25 a month subscription for MLB TV, and I have a game on constantly. Like,
really?
I'll be sitting – I work from home a lot, and I'll sit there with a game on in the background at least, watch it.
I have it on a lot at work. Like, I'll listen to it on the radio.
And I love
and stuff
watching the Yankees right now, too, as much as I hate to say it.
I don't know.
I like Anthony Volpe, bro. Like,
of course you do.
I don't know. I just think he's a cool dude. I don't know. I can't get behind Judge, though, as much as, like.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all the people? That surprises me.
Yeah.
I like Judge a lot.
I think he's a good guy.
He's a big man.
He's a good guy and a big man. I mean, he's a tall sucker.
He's a good baseball player.
He's a good baseball player. There's no doubt about that.
Dude, I swear I'm going to swing.
Yeah, he's a good baseball player. There's no doubt about it. Honestly, I like watching any team.
I like a good baseball game.
Yeah. Besides, like, the teams that I will never watch is probably, like, the Orioles.
Yeah,
like,
I can't remember the last time I put an
Orioles game on.
They're
usually pretty consistent.
I mean,
we got to give it to them. But they're Baltimore, so.
Yeah, what do you expect? What do you expect?
So Ian's texting me, and he was like, I'm going to come crash the podcast. And then he's like, I'm not going to be there for another hour.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, we'll be wrapped up, bro. I'll be in bed by then.
We're going to be long gone.
But, yeah, it's a good season so far for MLB. We got to hit up a game soon. We were going to do it a couple weeks ago, and then life took into effect. So there's going to be some good home series coming up soon.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha.
I want to go, and they play the Mets.
I want to go when they play the Angels.
They don't play them at home.
They don't play them at home.
They play them away, but not at home, dude. If they played them at home, I would be going to basically all three games.
No, I know you would. You're a big Mike Trout guy.
Well,
I am, too. I actually share a birthday with Mike Trout. Did you know that?
Do you really?
Yep. So get this. I share a birthday with Mike Trout and Sidney Crosby.
Bro.
Yeah. Name two better athletes to share a birthday with.
Legends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Legends. They're like arguably the best players. Well, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're
great
some of the
players.
Yeah, Crosby's one of the best hockey players of all time.
Right,
and Mike Trout's one of the best.
Be the GOAT.
He's one of the best baseball players of all time.
If he doesn't get injured this year.
Yeah, his injuries have been the one downside to his career.
Yeah,
100%, if he stayed injury free more, his career would be.
Yeah, I like Mike Trout. I mean, they have a good team going. Shohei Ohtani, I still have yet to have him win me over.
I don't like it. I'm sorry.
No, like, I can't get behind Shohei Ohtani.
I can't either. Don't like him.
Wait, Baseball World Classic.
I get he's great. I get it. I 100% get it. He's great. I just don't like him. It's like, it's the two-way thing for me. Same thing with football. I hate QBs that run. I hate Lamar Jackson. Because he's designed. You're a QB. Throw the ball. Okay?
Right.
That's your job. You're not a running back.
I agree.
So
I don't know. With Shohei Ohtani, I don't know what it is that I dislike about him. I just can't get behind him.
I hate how much everyone.
He's a marketing tool, basically.
Yeah, that's it. Bingo. Spot on.
I think that's
you worded that cleaner than I was
about
to.
Because, like, his ERA is really good, but if you watch games, people hit off of him like crazy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he just doesn't give up runs.
Is just really good.
Yeah, he just doesn't give up runs.
Right. But I won't trash on him too hard. I mean, it is what it is.
What he's doing is incredible.
It's pretty cool.
He almost hit for the cycle as the starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Like yesterday
like
or today.
How crazy is that?
So you got to respect it.
You never would have, like, think about any other, like, the DH position really hasn't been a prominent thing in baseball all that long. And, like, how many pitchers went up and, like, tried to hit tanks?
Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, like, but every other pitcher.
I miss it, though.
A walk or bunting or, like.
I miss it, though. Like, I liked watching pitchers hit.
I feel like that's a part of the game.
It is.
But and I don't mind the DH thing either. I mean,
I don't either. I get it. I was always on the ban the DH train. And now it's DH league-wide, so. I don't know. You get used to it. It's not the worst thing in the world, but I did enjoy watching hitters hit because you had to be strategic.
Right. When your pitcher comes up. I don't know, man.
It's what it is.
It is what it is. It's been a fun time with that. NBA playoffs going on right now. I don't know if you've
I don't know. I know the Heat upset the number one seed, the Bucks.
Yeah.
I do know that.
Isn't that crazy?
It is kind of nuts. Jimmy Butler had himself a series.
Yeah.
He's a dog in the playoffs. NHL playoffs going on, too. I liked
Giannis' interview afterwards. I thought that was really...
I didn't catch it.
They asked him, they're like, so do you look at this season as a failure? And he was like, well, Michael Jordan won 6 championships but played for 15 years. Do you think he had that many seasons that were a failure?
Yeah.
And I thought that was like a good analogy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't win the championship...
Is it a failure?
Is it a failure? And you can look at that
in some eyes, yes, and some eyes, no. It depends on who you ask.
Right. Like, to me, so I think it's kind of a failure, but like...
Some people are you know, if you don't win at all, your season sucks. But I don't think that's always the case. I think that's a case if you're.
I mean, you made the playoffs.
I think that is the case for the Bucks in this tournament.
Yeah,
away
they're
though.
A favorite.
They were the top seed in the East, and they didn't make it. Yeah. No. NHL playoffs are going on too. They've been pretty competitive too.
I don't watch hockey.
You don't watch hockey? I love watching hockey. Playoffs are some of the most fun things to watch because if you watch hockey enough. And if anyone watches hockey, I think they'll understand what I'm saying here. Hockey playoffs is a different speed. It's a different feel than regular.
Yeah, just the intensity is higher.
Like, and you kind of get it with football. You kind of get it with basketball. You know, baseball a little bit. The fans are more into it. But, like, the speed in which they're skating, everything is just amplified more. And you can see it. Like, if it's like the game happens. In you know, you press fast forward a little bit. You know, you're playing in 1.2x speed.
Yeah, that's
you know,
crazy.
It's just a little faster, and it's so
hockey.
Cool.
Yeah, the only
so
playoff
cool.
hockey I've ever cared to watch is when the Pens are in it, but they
and
obviously
yeah,
are
their streak ended. That was the longest streak of playoffs made in all major sports.
Yeah, like we weren't even really alive for a bad.
No, I mean, I can't remember the last time the Pens didn't make the playoffs.
Right,
you know,
bro,
I was 6 years old, 5-6 years old.
Right.
So, and every good streak comes to an end.
Yep.
You know, they had a great
look
run.
Look at The Undertaker. He was 21-0.
I hated that they did that.
I know. That
I
was
hate
bull crap,
I hate
bro.
Brock Lesnar in the WWE.
I don't even watch
wrestling that much, but I just hate him in the WWE.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I think it's funny now because you probably don't even know this at all, but he comes out with like a cowboy hat on now and acts
no,
like a
he
farmer.
Doesn't. No,
and
he
it's
doesn't.
It's cool.
Oh,
I like
my
him.
God.
I like him like that.
I respect the people that do, you know, that do wrestling and stuff because like it is intense, but it's just not my thing.
I always wanted to do it. Like I was watching, so I don't watch it a lot anymore, but I was bored the night WrestleMania was on and I bought it and I was just sitting there like, dude, this was my calling.
Yeah.
I didn't go for it. My buddy DJ, he moved to New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
But before he moved, he had like this whole plan to start like an independent wrestling company.
Really?
Yeah, and I had like my character picked out and like what song I was going to walk out to, my finishing move. And I didn't get my opportunity.
I love it.
But when Brock Lesnar beat The Undertaker, that's when
I hated it.
That's when like WWE was like a thing of the past to me, honestly.
Yeah, like that was like they should have ended with him on top. Of all the people to beat him, why would you pick Brock Lesnar?
Right. Like I could have seen if they did like another top guy or like a younger guy to like pass the torch on.
Mm-hmm.
But Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that's what
I don't know.
Hated.
It was kind of cool though,
that's
like when he beat him. I don't know. And then like The Undertaker, he was just never the same. Like, he was old then.
No, I mean, yeah,
he
was old.
Back. He lost again after that.
Yeah, that's what – they should have left it go. They should have let him go out on top. And, you know, part of that is possibly him, you know, saying, okay, I'm – you know, this is the one I lose. You
like,
know.
Obviously, it's a scripted
It's scripted, yeah.
So, like, I feel like an older guy like that who has that much, like –
He's got a lot of he's got a lot of saying power.
And respect, he has saying power.
He's got a lot of saying power.
Because I just watched a documentary on The Undertaker about his career, and one of his last WrestleMania matches was with John Cena, and he literally told John Cena, like, we're getting in there in 9 minutes. Like, we're getting in and out in 9 minutes. You're doing X, Y, Z, and John Cena listened to him. So like, that shows you, like, the kind of power The Undertaker had. What a freaking legend.
It's nuts, dude.
And then John Cena came back.
This
past WrestleMania, that's why I bought it. And he came out and he's like, he looked in the camera, he's like, I'm back, like, you're so big now, whatever. It was like making a joke. And then all these Make-A-Wish kids walked out with him.
Oh, that's sick. And then he lost. What it's about, man. Oh
yeah, they made John Cena lose at WrestleMania on his return. It was bullcrap.
That's screw him. I don't know, sometimes the scripts in that are just bad.
So, I know, it's freaking bullcrap. Just bad. But I kind of moved away from wrestling, got into UFC. My new thing that I've gotten into watching quite a bit, and we're gonna
boxing.
Have to get a fight.
Guaranteed.
Bare knuckle fighting.
Oh my god, I hate that.
It's bad.
I hate it, dude.
It's awesome, dude. It's just so brutal.
It is.
It's honestly kind
of. Do you see the reason I thought you were gonna say boxing was because of the Garcia Tank fight?
Yeah, that was. I honestly.
It was a good fight for the sport.
My prediction is I thought Tank was gonna beat him.
Yeah.
Because he's just the more experienced fighter, and Ryan Garcia honestly hasn't fought anybody like.
No, great. I thought he looked okay though.
Yeah, and like he hurt Tank.
Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you what, though. One thing that stood out, and I didn't watch the whole fight, but I watched a lot of the highlights. His hands are just as fast in the ring as they are out of the ring.
Yeah.
Even right before he got knocked out, he lands a punch. And, you blink and you miss it.
Yeah.
You blink and you miss it.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the other guy is just as fast.
Not that Tank throws slow, but I think Garcia's speed is on another level. But I think, you know,
I don't know.
His placement's not. I think is what he's missing is a little bit of his placement.
Yeah, and like there's no power there. I mean, how much do those guys weigh?
Not a lot.
Buck 25.
Not a lot.
Nah,
more than
like,
that, but
a little bit more than that. But I wouldn't say much.
I think
145,
they're in the 150s. 155.
Yeah.
I think they couldn't be above 155 on.
I wouldn't say.
Day of.
Yeah, they got to be between probably 135, 155.
Yeah, I think the stipulation was on. The day of the fight, after rehydration, they weren't allowed to. They couldn't exceed 155 after rehydration. I think it was one. It was either 155 or 150.
Okay,
something like that.
Overall, I thought that was a.
It was a good fight for boxing. It was a good fight for boxing.
Because boxing's like almost dead.
It's starting to come back a little bit.
The biggest boxer that people talk about, the sport's dead.
It's starting to come back a little bit, but UFC's so big that it's never.
Right.
Boxing will never be what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, UFC is so much more entertaining.
It is.
Constant action.
It is.
I'm not a big boxing fan, but I like the bigger fights.
I hate that you can just lay on a guy and then you have to be broken up.
Right.
Like, the moment you get hit, you're just like, I'm going to lay on him.
Right.
You know?
And then they separate it, and then if he swings, you
That's the number one thing. That's the number one reason I hate Jake Paul in boxing. If you watch him, the moment he gets touched, he's hugging the guy. You can't even deny me.
In his last fight, he definitely clinched a lot with Tommy.
It was a ton, dude. It was a ton.
But that's the sport too.
Yeah,
I mean that's
dude,
just
his
how
fight with Nate
is.
Diaz is gonna be great.
But Nate Diaz just turned himself into the police.
That's true. I forgot about
so
that.
Who knows what's gonna happen, bro?
I tell you what though, Nate Diaz would knock him out cold.
Nate Diaz is gonna get his butt kicked.
Nah,
Jake Paul is gonna wax Nate Diaz.
Nope.
And I love the Diaz brothers as a whole. I've grown up watching them fight.
Mm-hmm.
Jake's gonna beat the crap out of
you.
Want
to put $10 on this right now if it happens?
$20
right now if it happens.
$20 on it. We're doing a live watch party, the Good Neighbor podcast.
I'm down.
This August. It's not until August.
It's not until August.
Yeah, literally.
All right. Well, we got a $20 bet on camera.
We have a $20 bet. What's the bet though? Officially, like just the winner.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just go.
We'll
go winner.
We'll do that
because like if we say knockout. And knock
and
out.
It goes to the decision, then I don't get to take your money.
All right, how do you want to do that? Do you want it to be?
I want it to be winner. I think we shook
winner?
On it. Jake Paul. I shook on
Because I said he's going to knock. Well, originally I said he's going to knock him out, and then you. So that's why I want to clarify.
If you're fine going with the winner,
I'm okay with winner. I'm okay with winner.
Jake Paul is going to destroy Nate Diaz, bro. It's going to happen, bro. Nate Diaz is built different. It's going to be a bittersweet victory, but now that I'm taking your money, I think
the thing you're forgetting, and you know this as good as anyone because you like Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz can take a punch. After punch, he doesn't know
the power or the problem child.
Bro, if you think he hasn't taken harder punches than what Jake Paul's throwing.
But the thing with Nate, too, is how old's the fella now?
It doesn't matter. Dude, how many fights has that man just bloodied face? He's got
his recent fights, honestly, he just scraps.
Yeah, dude, he's built for that. So I see it going, because of age, I could see him losing, but.
I think it's going to be a good fight.
Yeah. I think
it'll be a good time. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. The whole YouTube boxing scene is just like...
I think
it's getting over freaking played now.
I mean,
there's like so many YouTube boxing fights now. But the one I'm looking forward to is like that Boogie 2988 guy.
You've been hyping this up for so long.
Dude, they're both like 600 pounds.
I know.
10-ounce gloves. Somebody's getting knocked out.
They're going to hit like a freaking
I just feel
ton.
Like if somebody gets knocked out and they like hit the canvas hard, the whole ring's going to collapse.
Just everything.
And like the whole arena is just going to collapse. I don't know.
Feel a little rumble.
But I'm happy they're swinging because, you know, they've been beefing since Call of Duty 4. I'm all for it. There's a lot of good fights coming up. I'm sure we'll talk about it on the program here.
Absolutely, man. Should be good.
Well,
this has been a good episode.
We've been going for quite a bit.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to like say before we're out?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Okay. Just need a little luck for turkey and fishing. Yeah. That's all I need.
Wish them good luck, guys. Hit that subscribe button. Like the video.
Leave some comments. Let us know what you think.
We're back. We're going to be going weekly here. Again, if we miss a week or something, it's because of crazy life events going on.
Yeah, life happens. You know, we got to adjust to that. We're young. We're not gonna
hit every week, but we want to try to get as many in a row as we can, especially if this is episode 9 or going into episode 10.
Yeah, if this is episode 10, woohoo.
If it's not episode nine, we're gonna be pumped until next week.
Yeah.
I feel like now that some buddies are back home,
we got some options to get some people on. I told my buddy Ryan we were gonna get him on because he's won money in back to back fishing events.
Okay, that's pretty sick. He finished
11th down at Smith Mountain out of 148. And he's up high in the points on the Phoenix BFL Shenandoah division.
Man.
Looking like he's got a decent path right now to get to regionals.
That's crazy, bro.
If he does well there, goes to the All-American. And that's climbing a pretty good ladder.
Right.
I know you don't know much about it, but...
I know enough about it to know that that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's doing well. So
we'll have some great guests on here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely,
and
man.
As always... We'll see you next time, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going. We'll see ya.
Bye, everybody.